to convert your podcast into content that provides needed value to your listeners and makes you money? Ha, a win-win. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And coming up in the next 10 minutes, premium content that is a winning proposition and a subscription model that still works.
Okay. Premium content that is a winning proposition.
Creating content. So, our podcast, and this is a formula and a model that we kind of dig into deeper, like on podcast weekend and things. If you're creating premium content that people want to listen to, you're creating value for them. So, for example, if somebody wants to learn how to write a book, or let's say you're a coach and you have a particular, you know, specialty, you're creating content. You can create that. Or like Sally Soricelli, who is here with us. She does nest restorations and she's a designer. So she's creating content. She can take the podcast and then create content that creates courses that you can charge for, that create, you know what I mean? Like it just, then it becomes a book. It becomes an ebook. It becomes...
Well, you know, it's funny because she said she's creating her DIY course and then to do... And then she'll start a podcast. And we were like, no, do your podcast because you're talking. It's going to come across more conversational in your ebook.
Right.
You just transcribe it and everything should flow together. Like record a podcast, transcribe it. It's a blog post. And then certain blog posts get compiled into chapters of an ebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a beautiful circle of content money.
Well, and you're providing value at the same time.
Yep.
Because the people that are going to buy it from you, so, I mean, there's just that, you know, if people sometimes don't create content, they don't write books, they don't write courses because it's already, there are courses like it already out there. There are books on the subject that are already written.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes content creators will say, oh, well, why would they want to buy that from me? Because somebody else has already done it. It's the messenger.
Exactly. It's the messenger.
They're listening to your podcast, so they're enjoying the message coming from you. And then you will also bring to it your unique perspective.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's what podcasting sets you up to be yourself.
Well, like you and I, we work from home. We always have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have businesses and we work from home and we have always done that. So we really understand a mom's working from home, a mom who has a business, moms who work from home, moms who want to work from home. We understand the need for independence and freedom of the schedule. And we understand the transitioning from a career into a home-based business. So we understand all that. So the message coming from us has that value because we understand moms and we understand motherhood and
all the various stages
and all the things, yeah, that go along with it.
Yep. When we first started out doing this, our kids combined were all under 5 years old. So we were masters at that age.
In the trenches.
Yep.
Changing diapers.
Yep.
I remember getting a call and being on a phone call with an editor from a big publisher and, you know, my 3-year-old was saying, I'm done.
Yes, I remember that. That's hilarious. Yeah,
but
now
we get that.
Totally get it. You don't forget it.
No, you don't forget it. Those are lessons that stick with you.
Yes.
And
now
you always empathize.
And I remember having in our Momstown community grandmas.
Yes.
We couldn't relate because we weren't, you know,
grandmothers yet.
No.
We're still not.
We're still not grandmothers, but now we have friends who are.
Yes.
We're empty nesters, pretty much.
And I have girlfriend. I have one of my best friends from high school has 2 grandchildren.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, she's a young grandma. She's a hot grandma. Let me tell you that.
That's
much.
Funny.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful inside and out. And a grandmother. So there's just all these different things. And so we understand where someone might be in their life with that. And then what their hopes and their dreams and their aspirations might be.
Yes. So the main thing is talking about what is really your 10,000 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done? What have you learned? And you basically have put in 10,000 hours on it.
Or maybe you're working on your 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and so the other thing is if you're just even working on your 10,000 hours of your coaching or whatever, still put something out there. Don't be afraid to.
As you always say, show up.
Show up.
Show up because, and even our Jessica Bell, who was here with us, she said, don't wait until something's perfect to begin it.
Right.
Or to put it out into the world. Some other person said that to us as well.
Yes, it was a printer. And we were talking about
That's
our
right.
newspaper and everything. And we were talking about, you know, he'd been talking to us for 15 years. Oh, you guys need to put this out into the world. And we're like, oh, no, you know, we're not ready for that. Or we don't have, that's not really in our vision or whatever. And we did it. And 80% is showing up.
Yep. And in 2 months, we've had great success with it just because we put it out there.
And we show up and we're consistent. We're going to be there every month.
Yes.
We do it every month and we just keep showing up and we keep being
keep
there.
Keep on swimming, keep on swimming. Okay, so a subscription model that still works. Which one? What are you talking about? You wrote this note. Just saying.
It goes back to premium content.
Okay.
So if you have premium content that somebody wants, they'll be willing to pay for it. So just, again, if it's somebody who is a mom inventor and she knows how to get an invention out of her head and onto the store shelves, that process is something that she could probably put into a course or something, or that kind of subscription is something that someone would pay for.
Well, and you can also have like...
to be there along the way with them. It's kind of like coaching.
Right. Yes, exactly.
You know, that kind of ongoing relationship is what a subscription is.
Okay, and also it could be a person has a topic that they give certain content on their podcast, but then behind
yes.
the paywall...
Is
the relationship with the individual. It's very powerful. And pretty much anything can be a conversation. And I always go back to car talk.
Click and clack.
Click and clack. Yeah. I would listen to it, and I was in like my 20s,
right. Yeah.
But it was interesting mm-hmm. because they made it interesting.
Right.
If you want to do something on any kind of hobby, I mean, it really doesn't matter. There's always going to be a contingency of people that will want to hear from you about that subject.
Right. And I think that, to me, the subscription model that really works is when you're building a relationship with that that subscriber. Because that's the value. Business, to me, is relationships, and that's what people pay for, are the relationships and business that actually add value to their lives. So if you're just putting out scattershot and creating some kind of premium content subscription, but you really don't care about the person on the other end receiving it, it might work if your content's super engaging or super valuable, but for the most part, you really need to care about the success of the person that is receiving and paying for your subscription.
Right, and I've known of people who have very large email lists
mm-hmm.
and maybe a decent number of downloads, but they don't care. And that can be a little bit transparent. After a while,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, the longevity, people start dropping off because they don't feel that they don't feel the love.
Well, there's no relationship being built there.
And one thing, our show is live, so we can take callers. And when we were doing the show in the past, we would do a shout out to our people and say, hey, Linda in Long Island, give us a call.
And then when we would show up for engagements or speaking engagements or media presentations, oh, there goes our 10 minutes. Those callers would show up.
Yeah.
That's a relationship.
And they never left us. Okay, guys, head over to momstown.com and sign up for the newsletter so we can get to know who you are and have you on the show.
Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, here for you every single day.